Are you ready, Mayor? Here we go.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Welcome, everybody, to another action-packed episode of the show that gives you terrible matches but wonderful mullets. It's the Mayor of Superstars. I'm your host, Brent Files. And if it's the Mayor of Superstars, then I can, that means I have with me the man who rides around all day with his drop top down, with his phone running so we can post it to Instagram. This man is too important for jury duty. He is the Mayor of Canton. Mayor, how you doing?
The Mayor is affiliated with the Four Horsemen and doing pretty good tonight, buddy. Doing good. Excited for this.
100%. If you just joined us, if you didn't join us live and you're listening to this later, we just had a discussion about who would win in a fight between Ole Anderson and Vince McMahon. So send us a tweet. Send us your tweets. Tell us who you think would win, Ole or Vince. I think Glenn said that Vince is going to win. I think that's what Glenn was saying when he said Vince is mean too. So
I don't know if there's a wrong answer in that. We all win.
You're right. There is no wrong answer to that. You're absolutely right. So it's the Mayor of Superstars. So we are going to run it with the third episode of Superstars available on the Peacock. Get your cock up. Watch along with us. It's May 2nd, 1992. In the synopsis here, new WWE champion Randy Savage addresses the former champion Ric Flair, and we're going to get the Ultimate Warrior versus Skinner. And I really, really, really hope we get a report from what happened the last time we did this show when the Undertaker almost got fucking stabbed. I want to know what happened. I want to know if the Berserker's arrested. We got to find out.
So the Undertaker fought a guy with a sword, and the Ultimate Warrior is going to fight a guy with a Bowie knife. Do you think there's any chance Skinner tries to stab the Ultimate Warrior on this episode of Superstars?
I mean, if I was Skinner, I would definitely try to stab him. Just saying.
Skinner, the only thing I remember of Skinner is him coming up from the swamp like this.
With the
knife in his mouth.
Yeah. Steve Kern, I believe. He actually played Doink the Clown, too, at one point, too, if I'm not mistaken.
He also looked like a man. Oh, go ahead.
All right, here we go. We're going to get this thing started. Ready to go? 3, 2, 1, pow. Oh, pow. No, there we go. Now I got it. Finally. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Feather that mullet. Here. Brush that bad boy out.
Yeah, get that. The mullets are the most important thing. We are only here for the mullets, pal.
Who was your favorite mullet last time?
Oh God, I want to say it
wasn't Lance Dorago because he had the buzz cut.
Yeah, he had no. Well, I don't think we got a lot of mullets last time. I want to say Shawn Michaels was on the last episode, and he had to have the best mullet, right?
Yeah, even the Berserker didn't have a mullet. He just had the full head of hair.
He did have a racy nighty and a fucking sword. So there's that.
Was last week at Kalamazoo also?
Every single one of these has been in Kalamazoo at the Wings Auditorium or whatever it is. So yeah, it's the only place we've been. We got Mr. Perfect here. He's got great hair.
I don't want to call shenanigans here, but that really looks like a green screen. They are not in front of those people, right?
Yeah, I think it's 100% definitely a green screen. Yeah, I agree. There's no way. Because it doesn't, there's like no shadows of them. I don't know. It's weird.
This is actually a green, like a blank picture behind me. This is not my actual background, if you notice.
You picked one hell of a green screen, pal.
I picked the most boring one. I think we just talked about that last time.
Yeah, we did.
Vince McMahon.
God damn it, pal. I'm going to beat Ole Anderson in a cage match.
Okay. Skinner looks like he could have been like Ole Anderson's younger brother.
Yeah, he does. Speaking of Ole Anderson.
Oh, I can't do a Ted. Can anyone do a Ted DiBiase laugh besides him?
I'm not going to even try it. Oh, the debut of High Energy tonight. Oh, my God. What a big night here.
Does Coco get confused and still do the bird when he comes out?
I mean, he better. Oh, here we go. You ready for me to sing?
I like how
if
that.
You ever take a trip down to Cobb, Canada, Georgia? I don't know the rest of the words. You'll be serving hard times.
You better walk the line. You'll be serving hard times. Oh, there. Gosh. Look at all the mullets out there.
They're heavy.
Well, how's he so sweaty already? Well, I mean, it was a brisk jog. Boo, yeah. Mark Roberts.
Mark Roberts. You got no mullet, sir. What are you doing out here?
You can't wrestle the boss, man. He's too clean cut to be a criminal. Mark Roberts is like an accountant name.
It is an accountant name. But also, you know, he could be skimming money off the books. You know them dirty accountants go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You never know.
Very much. He's a white-collar crime guy.
Yeah, definitely. Bossman towering over Mark here. Ooh, who do you think is going to win?
It's a coin flip on this one, I think, but I'm going to go Bossman, I think.
Come on, Mayor Kenton. You know damn well that when the Bossman hits the ring, there's no way you can beat Big Ray Trailer. And when I come on down there and then I beat him, I'm going to tie him to a rope and I'm going to beat him with his hair nightstick because he'll be serving hard time.
Uh-oh. That was like the Japanese version at the end. You. It was the Godzilla version.
Bossman always looked like he showered in his shirt. Glenn said, Yes, he does. Oh.
This guy looks kind of like a baby Huey. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't. He's the oldest looking, like, 17-year-old. I don't even know.
Yeah, definitely. He looks like Donkey Lips from Salute Your Shorts if you shave his head.
We found another one. Bobby Budnick was on last week's episode. Now we've got Donkey Lips.
This thing just fell apart. Yeah, I haven't been able to work all week. I've watched so much to Loot Your Shorts, you have no idea.
Bossman can't break the law. He is the law.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You can't tell me what to do because I am the law. Mark Stevens here is about to get fucked by the long dick of the law. That's what's about to happen to him.
Sir, I'm going to make you do a DUI test, a sobriety test.
He pinned him with one finger. One finger is all it took. Bossman's the winner. No surprise there.
Is Bossman good guy or bad guy here?
I want to say he's baby face at this time.
I think he is a baby face here. I don't know. You can't really tell. Oh, that little kid. Oh, never mind. She's kissing Boss. Yeah, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen on the show.
I don't think it's ever going to get any cuter than that. I think you're right.
I don't know. That guy in the Mr. Perfect shirt there with the mullet and the feathered hair.
Oh, I missed that guy, damn it.
I think it's a Mr. Perfect. I can't really tell, but ooh, look at that Bossman hat. I'm going to have to look that one up on eBay.
There's a lot of Bossman merch in the crowd. I didn't realize he had all that shit for merch when I was...
Is Cobb County, Georgia located in Kalamazoo, Michigan? It's like his hometown.
He's got his own personal fucking merch shop just outside the arena.
The wind-up punch.
I wonder how much extra they got... paid for doing jobs for Bossman. You know what? They had to at least get an extra $50 to take that fucking nightstick ass whooping, right?
Do you think any of the job enhancement talent, don't want to call them jobbers, that had to wrestle Million Dollar Man, when he stuffed the money in their mouth, they ever tried to close it and like just keep it in their mouth so he couldn't pull it back out?
I mean, I would have. Oh my God, on newsstands now. Get Dexter these City. Bodies. Dextrosity. Oh, here we go. We're going to get an update on what happened with the Berserker tried to murder the Undertaker.
Man, it's that really, sword.
And you really can't kill the Undertaker because he's already fucking dead, so.
Oh, see it again.
Thank God, because I needed to see it one more time. And we also discovered last week that the Berserker is actually Drew McIntyre's long-lost father. So,
yes.
There's that.
You can follow the chronology on that. I can spell it all out for you if you guys are interested.
Absolutely. But
we're not going to do that right now.
No, we don't have that kind of time right now.
No.
First, he's beating him with the shield. He hit Bearer with the shield. Mr. Fuji's very excited. And I went back and I looked, and actually Mr. Fuji's been his manager the whole time. The last episode, we were like, wasn't he with Slick? But no, he was with Mr. Fuji the whole time.
That looks like a Spirit Halloween commercial. We're coming to a party to kick at Husk.
Husk, Husk, Husk.
Doesn't it, like, it's an odd job from James Bond and some random drunken Viking.
Mr. Fuji takes his shoe off and throws it at you.
And now Mean Gene is the Micro Machine Man.
Oh, I loved Micro Machines when I was...
What million? What? I can't even talk fast like that.
Oh, no.
I'm a slow speaker. Oh, gosh. Here we go. Murder on television.
Yeah, here we go. Murder was the case that they gave him. This is attempted murder for sure. Someone should call the police. Where's the boss man when you really need him?
Yeah, where's the boss man? He needs to arrest that man.
What the fuck?
How do you think Berserker brought that sword through, like, the airport?
Luckily for him, pal, he wouldn't get that shit through the airport nowadays. Before, you could just carry anything. But
I mean, I'm sure Drew McIntyre probably flies private, and they just, go around to the tarmac and pull off in Vince's, you know, $40 million jet. But back then, right, Berserker wasn't flying private.
I'm assuming that with the McIntyre thing, they probably load that fucking in the ring, in the trucks with the rings and shit, you know, that they bring everywhere. Yeah. That's right. Because there's no way you're getting that giant sword. I don't give a fuck if you named your sword. You're not carrying it on the airplane, pal. It's not happening. I don't care if it's named Cecilia. You're not doing it. I don't even know where I came up with Cecilia. I just made that name up.
That's a good name for it.
What does he call his sword?
I think it's Angela.
Angela. Yeah, I think you're right.
It's an emotional support sword. You can fly in the plane with an emotional support dog. I'm going to register this sword as emotional support for $60. Husk.
Oh,
my God. Husk.
Oh, I love the sword sticking out of the ring here with the picture next to me, Gene. That's great storytelling right there.
That poor ring.
I know. Who stabs a ring? It's fucked up.
That's why the Berserker didn't make it in this world.
Oh, here's the... Oh, yes, Berserker! You think you can stab my Undertaker? Well, you're stupid because he's already dead!
He's still shaking. Calm down, Paul. Berserker, we're here, gathered today. Say something, Undertaker. You're too slow. I can't even imitate you because you don't move your lips. But there's going to be souls leaving bodies.
You and your sword will rest in peace. There we go.
Uh-oh, I think I see a good one
there. That looks like a mullet to me, pal. Oh, that's Red Taylor. Bobby Budnick himself, pal.
Uh-oh. I don't have a good feeling about Red Tyler's Bobby Budnick and not Kama Mustafa, but Kama Mustafa.
I was just talking about how I saw the Supreme Fighting Machine Kama action figure at Walmart the other day, and I did not buy it because my wife would be mad at me if I bought 7 wrestling figures. So there's that.
You could also win this John Cena thing. Okay.
We are giving away a beautiful John Cena figure. If you can show that to everybody, Mayor, thank you. We'll send it anywhere in the world. No problem whatsoever. Beautiful John Cena figure.
Hustle, loyalty, and respect to all of you.
Absolutely, pal. 16-time world champion. The greatest of all time in my
book. I love how frightened these children are of Papa Shango. This kid's covering his nose.
Smoke must not smell good.
No.
It's now time once again for everybody to come aboard the Voodoo Train. That was going somewhere else, didn't you?
I did. I was thinking there was going to be a different kind of choo-choo.
It's the smoke train now, is what he says on Instagram. So
the smoke train?
The smoke train. That's what he says on Instagram. #smoke train.
I forgot he is the... doorman or owner or something of a gentleman's club in Vegas.
He absolutely is. He is the owner, I believe. Oh my God.
Red Tyler is working there with him?
Probably. I mean, he's probably the bartender. I can't imagine. He's got to be the bartender, right?
He's still wearing those American trunks.
that's all he wears to work. They keep telling him to stop doing that, but he's like, that's all I got. I ain't got nothing else to wear. What you mean? I'll go home and wash these every night. I sit on my couch ass naked and eat a fucking lean cuisine. Are you kidding me?
Look at Red Tyler. I can't believe he didn't make it farther in the biz.
He was great on Salute Your Shorts, pal. I'll tell you that right now. He was amazing on Salute Your Shorts.
He kind of has an Undertaker-esque look if you get rid of all like you gave Undertaker a tan back then.
Some red hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think Undertaker does have long red hair, doesn't he?
You're right, he does. You're right.
Like, naturally. Now he's got Just For Men Kevin Nash hair.
Yeah. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Amazing. I'm surprised. Danny Davis, referee here. I'm surprised this match has went as long as it has. I figure that fucking Papa Shango is going to put some voodoo on him and set his shoes on fire or some shit, and we'd be out of here by now.
Danny Davis wouldn't allow that. He calls this thing straight down the middle. It's an honest man.
Danny Davis ain't fucking around. They don't call him dangerous for nothing.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Absolutely not. Uh-oh. Big.
Oh, this was a good move right here.
definitely. This is like the Dominator, I think he's going to do here.
It's like a running shoulder breaker, drop down shoulder breaker. Oh,
you called it. Yeah.
Yeah. It used to be his finishing move in one of the Sega Genesis wrestling games. And I just remember instead of pinning my one friend, I just keep hitting him with finishing moves until he got pissed off and left my house. I would never finish him. I just keep like bashing, picking him up and hitting him with finishing maneuvers.
Just pin me, damn it. He's getting pissed. He just storms out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
What a jerk you are.
Yeah. That's my
Papa animal. Shango beats our buddy Red Tyler. AWI Pod Hall of Famer, Red Tyler, a.k.a. Bobby Budnick. This lady's very...
Oh, there's Red Tyler's girlfriend. She thinks he's legitimately murdered, and she's not getting her $50 tonight.
Damn it. How are we going to pay our trailer park note now? We ain't going to be able to, I tell you what.
Now he's dead, Tyler.
I have a feeling that we'll probably see him on many future episodes of The Mayor of Superstars.
I've got to have to look into Red Tyler after this to figure out what happened to him. I mean, I remember his original role as Bobby Budnick on Camp right. Onawana, but after that, I mean,
who knows? Besides being a bartender at the Godfather's Gentleman's Club, we don't know. Who knows?
Sean Mooney here.
Every time you try to do a Sean Mooney.
Sean Mooney here.
Oh, Arriba! It's Tito Santana, El Matador. Imagine today, right now, they change Humberto Carrillo comes out and he's the fucking Matador. What would that do? Imagine that.
I think that's why Andrade left. They pitched it to him. No. What you're going to do here is we've got a bull that's going to run at you in videos and you're going to be a Matador.
I forgot that they fucking had... They had El Torito, and then they had those two Los Matadores. They were like the colognes, and they were the Matadores, and they had that little. Do you remember El Torito had like a WLC match with Hornswoggle at Extreme Rules a few years ago? And it was so good. We should watch that on this show. I don't know what we've been doing with our lives.
That definitely needs to be watched because I think that happened during the time when I stopped watching the WWF, and I don't think I've ever watched that.
Well, there we go, pal. That's going to be next for us. We're going
to
check that out.
I have to look forward to that one.
Definitely.
Sean Mooney here again with Sid.
He's got Zach Donegan with him. Said Sid Vicious and Zach Donegan here.
Does that guy look like the guy? Oh, you won't remember. You're too young. There's some show in a mall where the mannequin came to life and he always looked just like Harvey Whippleman.
Oh, no, I do remember that show. It was on Nickelodeon, right?
I think it was a Nickelodeon show.
I don't remember the name of it, but I do remember that. Do you remember the movie Mannequin? That was a terrible movie.
Was that Kim Basinger? Or I don't know.
I have no idea who was in it.
I think Sid Justice is communicating with the Ultimate Warrior right now, too. He was looking into his hands.
And Tatanka. I want to say that they're locked in a feud right now because I remember WrestleMania 8 with Hogan and the thing, and that's when the Warrior came back.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's feuding with Sid Vicious at this moment. Or Sid Justice, if you will, who is the master and the ruler of the world, and of course he has half the brain that you have.
It's because he's going to wrestle Skinner here soon.
Who do we got now? Let's see what more fun we got here on the Mayor of Superstars. Oh, it's Tugboat! No, it's not. It's Tatanka. I was way...
It's to tugboat.
I was way off. I don't know how the fuck I got tugboat.
It's Zelina Vega's new hairstyle.
Yeah.
Got him out of that.
Oh, look at Brian.
Whoa, Carlos, he looks straight out of Lost Boys.
Yeah, he does.
He's like, I look just like Kiefer Sutherland in Lost Boys. He's like, I'm going with this look. This will get all the chicks.
It was very popular in those times. That's honestly a better match than it had any right to be. I guess you're right. Yeah.
Were you talking about the WLC match or the last match?
I think Glenn's talking about the WLC match because it was. It was hilariously really. It was. I mean, when it sounds terrible, like talking about it now, but when you watch it, you're gonna be like, "Oh man, this is pretty fucking entertaining."
Honestly, Hornswoggle is a pretty entertaining fellow. So
that's true. That's true. Absolutely. Tatanka looks like he's wearing a thong with these shorts. With these pants he's got on.
if you combine Tatanka's face and Crush's hair, I think the two of them would look like the most Billy Ray Cyrus man ever.
Oh,
because Tatanka's face looks so much like Billy Ray Cyrus.
It does. It really does. And Crush's hair is Billy got Billy Ray Cyrus written all over it. So,
what was Tatanka's real name?
I know its last name's Chavis, something Chavis. Like that.
Is he actually Native American, or is he like Wally McDaniel that was like just an Italian guy?
No, he is actually Native American. Or like, I believe Chief J. Strongbow was, I don't think he was Native American either. I think he was like Mexican or something like that. So this guy in the green tights, I don't know if you've ever heard of, have you heard of Zicky Dice? He kind of looks like Zicky Dice. Zicky Dice is more fit than this guy, but he kind of looks like.
I was going to say that's Thicky Dice. Your newest member.
Yeah, you're right, pal. There's no way we can't do it now. Thicky Dice, the newest member of the AWI Pod Hall of Fame. Congratulations. He is in.
The green underoos with the shamrock on him.
Yeah. So I remember the model and Tatanka here had a feud because the model Rick Martel stole Tatanka's feathers. And I distinctly remember them saying some very terrible things like calling him an Indian giver. And it wasn't very good. Let's just say that.
Can you think of anything that's more fighting words than stealing a man's feathers?
I can't. No. I can't.
The fall away slam. That's it.
What a devastating move. Imagine if that's Bobby Lashley's finisher is the fall away slam. People would love that.
How many times does he have to strut around like this?
Oh, here comes the model right now, as a matter of fact. Giant pin, yes, I'm a model.
I wish Thicky Dice was also wore a jacket and he was had an I'm a model pin.
He needs one. He absolutely does. Rick Martel's a handsome son of a bitch, though, isn't he?
Yeah. My God. One of the best heads of hair in the business ever. Look at that.
Definitely. Definitely. If it was curly, I'd like it a little more.
Where do you think you find bow ties like that?
1990, I think, is the only place you would find a bow tie like that. You wouldn't find one now. On an episode of Saved by the Bell, perhaps?
The guy that comes out that does the magic tricks at the Max.
Yep, that'd be him. That arrogance looks like a bike pump, which I always found funny. It's like, not only can you spray the arrogance on you, you can also pump up your tires.
The boys break down on the side of the road. The model's just down there spraying arrogance into it.
Oh God, Tatanka's like, man, this smells worse than the smoke that that Papa Shango brought out here earlier. My God.
Imagine that like someone hid their clothes and they had to go to like the next rest stop wearing their trunks and like everything. Just like,
it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
You're wearing a suit jacket and pink Speedos.
And you've got a bow tie and a cummerbund on too. What the fuck is that about?
The first ever origin of Sir, This Is an Arby's.
It was because the model was just trying to get a sandwich after the show and they were like, Sir, this is Arby's.
He just wanted a roast beef sandwich and some Arby's sauce and he couldn't help it that Owen was on this show. Maybe Owen pulled the rib.
Oh, I bet he did. He had to have. He probably put toilet water in that fragrance. He dumped out the arrogance and just dumped toilet water in there.
That would be an amazing rib. Yes, just piss water spraying all over.
Just spraying all over the arena.
Poor kid in the front row.
Have you seen these videos of like the people in like New York and Philadelphia where it's flooding and they're like swimming in the flood water? I'm like, you realize that you're swimming in shit water? Like you're swimming in shit water and we're going to have another fucking pandemic because you motherfuckers are going to pull some weird disease out of here that you're going to give everybody. So get the fuck out of the flood water. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, there's like rats everywhere. Quit swimming with rats, you weirdos.
Fucking weirdos. So he just sprayed that in his eyes, and if you remember before WrestleMania 7, he sprayed in Jake the Snake Roberts' eyes and he couldn't see for a long fucking time and they had to have a blindfold match. So
by Tatanka's leading.
Tatanka really needs to get his hands out and communicate with his boy the Ultimate Warrior so he can come down here and fucking save him.
I think that's what he's trying to do. Warrior's on the phone. Back then they didn't have call waiting, so he was talking to Sid through his hands.
They were arguing. Him and Sid were arguing. Oh, here we go. We got some agents out here to help.
Look at how much they're selling a something getting sprayed in someone's eyes. Like,
right
now, like, people are like getting Canadian destroyed off 30-foot buildings and they like pop back up. Like, this guy's selling some water sprayed in his eyes for 10 minutes.
Right. Meanwhile, every Young Bucks match has 17 flips, 27 chair shots, and three people bleeding, and nobody sells anything. So
it's like a Christmas song. 12 super kicks.
Amazing. See, this is must have been when he stole his feathers right here.
Oh man. What do you think he does with those? Does he make one of the, what do they call those things? A dream catcher?
There you go, yeah.
He made a dream catcher with it.
He did. He had to catch all of his model dreams.
Rene Goulet there, who also looks like Harry from Dumb and Dumber.
looks like Harry from Dumb and Dumber's father. Yep, he does. That hairstyle is really good. Come on, man. Get up. Jesus Christ.
Oh, still, word on the street is Tatanka is still selling that spray to this day.
I like when it cuts to Sean Mooney, and Sean Mooney was like looking down at the floor as if Tatanka was below his feet. He's like, oh my God, I can't even.
He's so disgusted by the arrogant sprays of Rick the Model Martel and for being the only man that has better coiffed hair than him in the WWF.
Oh, it's fuck money. Hashtag get the breadsticks ready.
Oh, man.
I did not expect to see that.
I did not expect to see Virgil either. We were talking about him setting up a stand with someone today. I don't remember who it was, but he is setting up a stand.
The guys from the guys from the fake football school.
Oh, that's who it was. He's actually their head coach. Former WWE superstar and former head coach of Bishop Sycamore or whatever it was.
If it isn't Bishop Sycamore, it should be.
Fuck money, meat sauce.
Fuck money, meat sauce, breadsticks, Olive Garden. Yeah.
I want to see like a video just to have his mouth blurred out the whole time, because I imagine Virgil's just like cussing the whole time.
just a bunch of swear words.
I have a dollar bill signed by Virgil upstairs in my house.
A dollar bill, huh?
$1. Yes.
How much did he charge you for that autograph?
$10, I think.
Well, you can. I saw on the internet for $75, you can take a picture in bed with Sonny, which that sounds disgusting to me. But Speaking of guys who've been in bed with Sonny, here's Shawn Michaels.
Speaking of guys, here's the 1993 locker room.
here's everyone.
Howard Finkel comes out. Yeah, me too.
You know, I hit that a couple times, he said.
And new.
amazing. Shawn Michaels, the king of the mullets. He's got to be the king of the mullets.
It's so perfect. It's like, I don't even know how you perm it at the bottom.
That's a very good question. I would.
You have
I don't
to have
know.
The rollers. I would bet to perm it like that.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think you're probably right. I mean, that shit just don't. Yeah, that shit just doesn't happen overnight.
No.
No. Couldn't.
I don't know. Maybe it does for Shawn Michaels. He's on that magic dust back then.
Another funny thing about like that when I went to look at the action figures, they have a Shawn Michaels action figure like when he wrestled at Crown Jewel with no hair. And I'm like, who the fuck would want to buy that? Yeah, like, let me get a Shawn Michaels figure with no fucking hair. Who the fuck would want that?
I told you, Tatanka still to this day is selling that spray.
They're trying to put the eye drops in his eyes, I think.
He got hit by an acid bomb in the face. Mongo McMichael got bleach thrown in his face and sold it less than this.
Absolutely, he did. Oh, here we go.
Did you ever see that on that Thunder? Where Mongo got hit in the face with bleach from a bucket.
I don't think I do remember that, actually.
Yeah, I heard it was legitimate bleach, too. Like, they switched it on him as a joke and hit him in the face with bleach, and you could smell it through the arena.
That sounds very WCW-ish.
Of 2000.
Yeah. That sounds like some Vince McMahon, though, shit, too, though, pal. Like, remember when they rubbed dog food all over Baron Corbin? It's got to be real dog food. It doesn't have to be, but it's got to be real dog food. It's got to be real bleach. The audience will know.
Ron Cumberledge and Chris Hahn. Ooh, did Chris Hahn have a good Kentucky waterfall?
I don't think he did. Well, slightly. You know what, everybody? You got to make sure to do your taxes.
Boo. No one likes taxes in Kalamazoo, Michigan. We hate taxes.
Boo.
We also hate beating Ohio State because we're not a good football team anymore.
Sorry. Sorry, Kalamazoo. No, we're not. Anyway, we're not sorry to Michigan. Fuck Michigan.
Cumberland just got a good tan. I bet Bischoff would have really liked this guy.
Oh, definitely. He probably signed him to a lucrative $7 million a year contract.
Look at that. Oh, nice. Nice move, Ted. Get in there, Ted. I'm rooting for you, buddy.
Ted's a smart man. The tag team champions here with the Mouth of the South. Jimmy Hart as their manager. I couldn't find the word. Why I couldn't find the word manager, I don't know, but I couldn't.
He has a $100 bill as a bow tie.
He does.
Who else has that? No one.
Not a soul. Well, maybe the $1 million man gifted him that $100 bill too. He said, here, buddy, make a tie out of this.
Do you think IRS is going to collect the taxes on it?
Oh, definitely. See, that's the thing I didn't understand. So we got this super rich guy and he's going to hang out with the tax man. The super rich guy probably hates the tax man because he's taking all of his fucking money. So
well, he's learning all the loopholes not to pay his taxes.
That's a really good point. You know what? I didn't think of that.
I'm kind of sad that Undertaker and IRS never had a tag team and they could have been Death and Taxes.
That would have been really good. Yeah. That name just works for that name sells itself right there, pal.
You can't avoid Death and Taxes, you know. Absolutely. But then you wouldn't have had the $1 million man.
Money Incorporated, of course.
I love a good scoop body slam, just power slam.
Yeah, that's a lot of the stuff that we watch on this show gets lost in wrestling nowadays, which you should bring some of this back.
I like a lot of the basic stuff. I mean, this guy's like selling an actual, just a clothesline. He's actually selling it, registering it. It looked like he killed him, and now he got a 3 count. I don't think the other guy ever even got in, did he?
No. Cumberland never got in the match.
Cumberland, I think, started a scrap at the beginning, but I don't think he started.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And then that was I never seen anybody get beat with a clothesline, so that's interesting. I don't think I've ever seen that before. So unless it was the LOD's finish from the top rope, that's the only clothesline I've ever seen win a match. So
whoa, how did we just jump to? Was this WrestleMania here?
Yeah, that's WrestleMania 8. They talk about this every show that we watch. They talked about the match from WrestleMania 8 where. And he kisses Liz, she slaps him, and then they start beating up on Macho. And we've seen this song and dance several times.
Man, trying to think who would have thought that Ric Flair would have outlived all of them?
I know, it's insane, right? You know why? Because he's far too pickled to die. That's why he's still alive.
Because he takes the subway. Oh, man, that's a nice Homer Simpson shirt.
I missed the Homer Simpson shirt. WWF champion.
Yeah, the Macho Man is coming here to Kalamazoo, Michigan. Uh-huh. And you know what Kalamazoo means?
Nope.
The Macho Man doesn't either, but it can't mean good things for you, Ultimate Warrior.
I literally thought you were going to give me some good reason to what Kalamazoo means.
So fingers talking all the time. It's so animated and great. If you've never watched the Macho Man on the Arsenio Hall show, it's incredible.
He's just the whole time.
Because he will not get out of – I don't know did Macho ever get out of character whenever a camera was running?
I don't think so.
Always in character.
Yeah, I don't think
Maybe that's so. Not a character. Maybe that is Macho Man's
I want to say he didn't get out of character until he finally retired from the wrestling business. I think he was in character 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Be a man, Hogan! The Be a Man CD. You ever listen to that rap album?
I have. Yeah, I have. And that, people, that's not a joke either. He didn't make it as a joke. That was a serious thing he was doing. So I always wonder, how the fuck does he see in those things? Can he see anything?
No. Can he see anything when he's that coked out? I mean,
it's a really good point. I didn't think of that one.
Actually, it may balance his sight.
That probably evens it out. Yeah.
Yeah. He takes those things off and his eyes are like. Nah.
I actually, when I watched that A&E documentary about him, I didn't know that he was like heavy into ecstasy like that. Like I had no idea. Like I had never heard that before or knew about that. Mm. So that one shocked me. I mean, I guess it didn't shock me. I was just a bit surprised by it because Like, he seems like an upper guy. He doesn't seem like an ecstasy guy. He seemed like a guy who would take, like, cocaine. Or
who said that?
You know what I mean? Gorgeous George said that they used to take ecstasy all the time. He said that he would, in his fanny pack, he would have, like, 40 X pills.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I never got a chance to watch that. So,
oh, you should definitely check that one out. That one was one. I mean, I liked all of them, but just some of them, you've heard the story so many times that it's not as interesting. The ones I really liked was the Foley one, showed me some stuff I never heard before, and I really liked the Booker T one because I'd never seen it like a Booker T documentary. So I thought that one was really good too.
Oh, I was just getting into watching Macho Man's pants. They're quite animated.
They're very loud pants. Oh boy, here we go. Skinner versus the Ultimate Warrior coming up next.
This is what we've all been waiting for, folks. The main event of the evening.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I hope so anyway. Oh!
We're not talking train.
About we're not talking about your easy sister.
The Ho Train?
Uh-oh. It's Brother Brother Crush time.
He's going to crush things. He's going to crush that camera. Get him away from it, Vince.
Brother Brother Crush here, and Brother Brother Crush liked to be around all the cars.
When
the
oh,
Brother
Brother gosh. Crush. I but love these the flashbacks. Day,
Brother Brother Crush used to play the Brother Brother Crush infield, and he would wait, and he'd wait for the ball to come. But Brother Brother Crush crushed the ball in his hand, and that's when he became Brother Brother Crush Brother. So don't tell my heart, my Brother Brother heart, brother, because I just don't think my Brother Brother heart will understand.
Brother. The wig with it, too. My Brother Brother heart. That was actually the original title to Achy Breaky Heart, but the executives were like, well, you can't say that. That doesn't even make sense. What do you mean my Brother Brother Heart doesn't make sense?
Oh, we got Gilbert. Gilbert and Tom Bennett. I swear they tagged him before, didn't they?
Yeah. Stu Bennett's father.
Yeah, we were talking about how he was related to Tony Bennett, the singer. It's high energy and the worst
outfit. He does have Frankie.
He does, and he's still dressed in his Coco Beware getup.
Of course he's still doing this. You can't actually see me doing it very well because the camera's cut off.
Yeah. Oh, that guy's excited. That guy also had the guy from Dumb and Dumber's haircut. He had Harry's haircut.
Do they come out to the bird, bird, bird? The bird is the – what the heck?
Holy
is that
God.
The Conquistadors?
The Conquistadors unmasked.
It was their wives, like, you know, when like people go to like amusement parks and they wear all the same costume or outfit.
Yeah,
that was the Conquistadors' wives.
Oh my God! So high energy, so new of tag teams that they don't even have the same matching stupid outfits. So how about that?
No, because I don't remember Coco had those goofy checkered pants too.
Yeah, and then the dumbass overalls.
And I remember he would pull them. I don't think he used to come out with Frankie after that either.
Yeah, no, when they were the high energy tag team, I don't remember bringing Frankie out either. I think you're right.
He just was traveling with them here, and they couldn't leave him in the back.
Right. Who knows? Who knows what those fucking sicko wrestlers would do to him if he leaves him in the
especially
back?
Especially after Owen hid Model's pants. Like, he didn't have some comeuppance when he gets back there. So he couldn't leave Frankie on it. Imagine what they'd do to a bird. You sold my dead bird to a blind kid?
Our pet's heads are falling off.
Whoa, Dwayne Gill just...
He just tucking
rolling. He didn't sell that at all. He was just like going. He's like, what just happened?
Oh, here we go.
High energy, baby. This is a high energy cup. Coco, beware out here with Owen Hart. And I don't even remember what Coco talked like, but I bet he talked like this real high pitch.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of sounded like Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, baby. It's also Jimmy Hart and also Jim the Anvil Knight Hart. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Ha. Huh. Tell him, Brett. Tell him, Brett.
There we go.
People always talk about Jim Neidhart, but all he ever did was laugh and go, tell him, Brett.
Yeah, yeah, and pull on his goatee like that was it. That's all he ever did. Who knew we'd get to see a dream match of Gilbert versus Coco Beware? I didn't see that coming, but here we are.
And who would have thought that the only person in the Hall of Fame out of this match is Coco Beware?
Oh, God, that's a travesty. Not only because Owen should be in, but Danny Davis should be in too. Damn it! I don't know what we're doing with our lives, Danny Davis.
Dwayne Gilbert, too, I mean.
Yeah, I mean.
He is a European champion and hardcore.
And he was the light heavyweight champion for
light heavyweight
76 days. God.
That was brutal.
It was. Coco drop kicked the shit out of him.
And now he's running on him like a log.
Little known fact, Coco Beware is joining the Logman competition next year, and he was practicing just there. And he's going to take the gold medal.
Man, I didn't think we were going to get this many matches. This is a star-studded event here on Superstars.
He kicked the fucking soul out of Goldberg. He kicked his soul out of him.
Yeah, that was like that. What's that girl's name on NXT? Soraya?
Oh, yeah, Soraya. Yeah,
yeah, that's what that was right there. Kicked his face off.
He kicked his face smooth the fuck off. Oh, God, here we go. Oh, God, pal, get the baby oil. I want it.
They cut that off real quick. What was that?
Dextrosity. That was the Ultimate Warrior thing.
Whoa, we're getting some rated extra stuff going on here.
My God, pal.
What was that?
I'm too young for all this.
Did we have a scrambler on this show?
Here comes Skinner. He's drip. Ugh, that's disgusting.
Why do you have tobacco everywhere, Skinner?
Right. Oh, God. Disgusting. Skinner once faced Owen Hart at WrestleMania. Did you know that?
I think I remember that.
They were actually the co-main event of WrestleMania 8 because they had that match, and then it was Hulk Hogan versus Sid Vicious. And I found that to be very strange. Here he comes. He's running. He's talking to Tatanka. He's on his way to the ring. It's the Warrior.
I'm just hoping that somehow Skinner tries to stab him so we can have some continuity from last week's main event.
Mayor of Superstars, where you love mullets and stabbing motherfuckers. Put that on a t-shirt.
Don't bring some armbands to a knife fight.
It's the Warrior here. He looks to have lost some muscle mass from WrestleMania 6, if you know what I mean, pal.
I just remember the rumor going around that there was a second Warrior after he got locked in the casket because he died.
Yeah, I also remember like people were saying it was Kerry Von Erich. It wasn't actually the Warrior. It was Kerry Von Erich in face paint. Well,
so in kayfabe, that's what really happened to Kerry Von Erich?
I guess so, pal. I guess that's what happened. That's what happened to the tornado. Oh!
Oh, he just spit. He just spit tobacco all over those children in the front row.
First seven rows got nothing but tobacco. The Warrior now working him over here. No way Skinner wins in an upset here, right?
I'm not calling it off. I'm giving it at least 30% chance Skinner wins.
Baby Earl Hebner out here is the referee. He's got his fucking chaw juice all fucking over him. Do you see that?
He's like everywhere. Ugh.
I would immediately, if somebody spit their fucking chewing tobacco all over me, I would immediately tap out and let them win and just leave.
It's the end of the match.
I would just, it's like I watched, when I used to watch UFC fights, and like you got somebody on you, they're bleeding all over you. The second someone else's blood touches me, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm out of here.
That and like the, you're either going to tap or I'm going to break your ankle. Like, who's not going to tap at that point? Like, no, I'm not going to let you break my ankle.
Right, you're a tougher man than I.
Yeah, I'm tapping like the second someone grabs a hold of me. I am done.
Absolutely. Oh, the Warrior's making short work of him here.
Oh, gosh, that's a terrible body splash. He didn't even do the gorilla press slam.
Yeah. He wasn't going to do that on Superstars, Mayor.
No, he doesn't use that in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Oh, he just rubbed his... Ugh, disgusting.
He didn't even give him the Surgeon General warning.
Well, Dextrosity won this one, pal. Gators can't stop Dextrosity.
Gosh, look at the people. Why are the people?
D is for determination. Y is for you're crazy. I don't know how to spell Dextrosity. So,
Sean Mooney here. here to talk about the. I can't even do a British accent.
I think he's talking here to talk about sex, baby. Sorry, I don't know why I went there, but
because that's what Sean Mooney talks about. Oh man, I got the Beverly Brothers. I'm excited for this.
It's the Brothers Bev with the genius
Lanny impression.
Nah, I don't have it. He's spoken too many big words for me to do a Lanny impression.
Like, I just want to read a Dr. Seuss rhyme and Lanny Poffo's voice. Can I have Lanny Poffo read me Dr. Seuss books on Cameo? How much will that cost me?
I would gladly pay $50 for that. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am. Have you ever heard somebody like read rap lyrics, but doing it like in a novel? Like, I saw some guy who like did a dramatic reading of Kofi Kingston's old theme song music, like SOS. I hear it was hilarious. I think it was on the New Days podcast. It was so funny.
Was it that RJ City guy?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
He's hilarious. He is doing dramatic readings of like 90s TV show theme songs. You pukes.
Sergeant Slaughter Chin here. And you know, if you get anywhere near Sergeant Slaughter Chin, I'm going to spit all over you. Puke.
You just have a good... My chin's not as strong as the Sarge's.
Nobody's chin is as strong as the Sarge's. Let's be honest with ourselves.
You think he had chin plants?
That's all natural, pal. The core gave him that chin.
That's grade A beef right there in that chin. Just all American.
Amazing. Sergeant Slaughter. Hey, Rug. Yeah. My dog's trying to make a run in here.
The Thuggish Ruggish Bone? Is he playing his theme? Is that his theme song when he comes in?
I would try to like tie something or like a speaker around his neck. I'd just play it nonstop, but they told me I can't do that. So.
Yeah. You don't want to, you know, drop the kids off at school with Thuggish Ruggish Bone playing and the dog hanging out the window.
That's a really good point. Like, one thing I can't stand parents who like pull up to their kids' school to pick up their kids and they're like blaring loud music. Like, what are you doing with your life? You, sir, you're 40. Stop it. You're 40 years old. Stop it.
Because it's TNT Dynamite. I don't know.
Oh, God. Don't get me started on that fucking... Chris Jericho doing commentary is the worst thing I've ever heard, because like, if he did it in his normal voice, it would be fine, but it's like he's doing it like with nails on a chalkboard. It's just like
constant screaming unnecessarily. And yeah, it's not even like he's like screaming at like a high point of a match. It's just screaming to scream.
Oh my God, he put him in a headlock! Like, what the fuck are you doing? Stop doing that. I literally will just watch it on mute because I can't listen to that shit. It's terrible.
I'm kind of liking Mark Henry, though. Like, he's so dry, but I'm enjoying him. If I could just mute Jericho, like, if there's a button just to mute him.
And four people is too many.
Yeah,
come on. We're going to get to see a dream match. It's Sergeant Slaughter versus Ric Flair.
No.
We do an episode there, Mayor. So that's fucking exciting.
That's really going to happen?
Yeah, that's happening, pal. It's the main event next week.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm the power of that. The subway versus the power of the chin.
The subway.
Well, that's gonna do it. That is it for this episode of Superstars. All right. So there we have it. That is episode 3 of the Mayor of Superstars. Make sure you give us a follow on Twitter at @AWIPod. Follow the mayor on Twitter. It's at Mayor of Canton. He is very good with those 140 characters. You should definitely follow him. He's pointing to his name right there. Mayor, you got anything else you want to plug?
I have absolutely nothing else. I just hope everyone's having a great night. And tomorrow I'll be sure to reveal who won this lovely John Cena action figure.
It's coming your way, pal. It is coming your way.
Just keep hanging on, guys. I know you're going to be up all night just refreshing, refresh. Seeing who won, I'll let you know.
There's no reason to stay up all night. Get some sleep. We'll find out in the morning. Thanks to Glenn for hopping on here and watching this with us. I know it's very late where Glenn is, so thanks for that. We're going to have more of Giggle Mania 3 coming out next week. I got Michael Watkins coming back to join us. I got a first-time guest, our buddy Rob, will be on here with me too. And, of course, the mayor of Superstars will always be coming your way because he likes to watch bad wrestling and great hair. And we will talk to you next week.